Well, no, a new survey from Wealth at Work has revealed how many workers over 50 have been rethinking their retirement plans, and workers of all ages have been forced to think hard about how to juggle their daily finances every month and how to cope with a lack of savings. On the other hand, others have found that they've been able to save more because of limited spending opportunities. So I guess this paints a picture, a rather mixed one at that, of both financial winners and losers during the coronavirus pandemic. So joining us to discuss it and what it reveals about the state of our finances is Wealth at Work Director Jonathan Watts-Lay. Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you for joining me on Oldham today.
Morning, Ian.
Can you tell us perhaps, we'll start the ball rolling, by what this survey has revealed about the workers in our area?
Yeah, overall, in fact, the workers within the area are very similar to the national picture. So, for example, when you look at those older workers and looking at retirement, those who say that they want to retire as early as a result of the pandemic, actually within the Oldham area is bang on the same as the national picture. Just over one in five people saying that. Where it differs a little bit, actually, is the number of people who say that they actually want to carry on working. So, in fact, they want to delay their retirement because they enjoy working so much. Whereas with the national picture, you get about 13% of people say that they've decided they really like work, perhaps because they've been on furlough and decided that actually work is much better than being sat at home. So about 13% of the national picture say that they actually want to delay retirement. Whereas in the Oldham area, it's about 9%. So it does look as though in Oldham there is a slight tendency to actually want to retire as planned.
Okay. How has the pandemic affected people financially? And I suppose are there groups of people who've particularly felt the effects of it, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a case of winners and losers, because I think that if you look at sectors, for example, then I think most people are aware that if you've been in the travel sector or the hospitality sector, then you've probably been hit very hard and you may have been on furlough, you may have lost your job completely. We also see that age is a big determinant as well, probably because of the sorts of industries people work in. So particularly young people or older people, the people aged over 50, are the ones that have been hardest hit with things like furlough and losing their jobs. So there are definitely winners and losers on all of this. For those people that have been lucky enough to stay in work on their full-time salary, but perhaps now have managed to save a lot of money because maybe they weren't commuting into work anymore, they're not going out and buying the sandwich at lunchtime from the office. So a lot of those people have been able to save money. In fact, the Office of National Statistics suggests that 46% of adults saw an increase in their savings during the pandemic. So you can see that there are definitely winners and losers. There's those that have managed to save, and there's those that have lost their jobs at the other end.
So you just touched on the fact that obviously people have been working at home for whatever reason over the last 18 months or so. It begs the question, why then have so many workers over 50 changed their retirement plans in the light of COVID? Is it down to the fact that they've suddenly realised, oh, you know, it's not a bad atmosphere here at home. Let's consider doing it full time, but scrap the work element.
Yeah. I think there's a number of cohorts in this. When you look at the detail, what you find is that often it's quite a personal situation. So there are some people where actually they've got to carry on working because perhaps their pension pot isn't worth what they thought it was going to be worth. So if they want to have the level of income they'd hoped for, then they need to carry on. In the same vein of that, we know that there's some people that if they're aged 55 or over, whereby they can actually dip into their pension pot, some people have been dipping into their pension pot while still working, but that could be because, for example, a partner had lost their job, so their household income had gone down, so they started dipping into their pension to help supplement that income. But, of course, that means now that they're left with less income, so they're probably going to have to work longer or just accept they're going to have a lower income in retirement. But then you're right, you know, there is that group of people that have said, actually, either I don't want to do that commute anymore, I don't want to do all those long hours, so I'm happy to retire, albeit I might be retiring on a low income. But there are also those that have effectively been forced into it, because we know a lot of the over 50s, where they've been made redundant, they've been unable to find another job, and so they've effectively been forced into retirement.
It's a difficult situation. I guess this next point will maybe affect people in our area too. Workers of all ages, what can they do if they are struggling with their finances at the moment, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think the first thing to do is to have a look at where you spend money. So some of the obvious areas to look at, which can often save quite a bit of money, there are things like subscriptions. We find a lot of people pay into subscription services for all sorts of things, music, video, whatever it might be, that they may have signed up for years ago and basically completely forgotten about, but they don't actually use the service, but they still pay the subscription every month. So things like that are worth looking at. Make sure you are using what you're paying for. Things like insurances, so car insurance, household insurance, contents insurance, often you can get much better deals if you shop around, and that can save literally hundreds of pounds. So again, look at that. For those people that have got debt, particularly credit card debt, have a look to see whether you can consolidate that debt. On a lot of the comparison sites, it will actually detail credit card providers who will give, for example, interest-free periods, maybe a year or 18 months. So again, look at your debt and see whether you can consolidate it into cheaper monthly repayments. And then ultimately, create a budget. Once you've gone through all of that and looked at all your outgoings and your costs, create a budget as to what you're going to spend going forward.
Yes, useful advice there. And speaking of tips, what have you for those people who are maybe in a position of being able to try to save more? Goodness knows we've all been hit by interest rates being at the lowest, and people generally moaning about, I'm not getting the return on my investments. What help or tips can you give them with that, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think the first thing to do is for them to think about what are they saving for, and the best way to break that down is to look at short, medium, and long term savings. So if it's short term savings, I want to save maybe to go on a holiday in a year's time or a couple of years time, or maybe to buy a new car, then that type of short term saving, really they should probably be going into some sort of cash saving, where you're right, the interest rates are very, very low, but they probably don't want to risk such a short-term saving by going into equity markets or the stock exchange or anything like that. So have a look at what the best savings rates are that are around. Again, you can look at comparison sites. And interest rates have actually started to move up a little bit. So even though they are still very low, they are actually starting to move in the right direction. I think for people that are saving for the medium or long term, then of course they can look at saving into the market, where they're more likely to get a much better return over the long term. But then they need to know that they're happy to leave that money invested for a number of years, so they don't get caught out by maybe a sudden dip in the markets. I think the other thing to remember as well is just make the most of all your tax breaks. So for example, every year, everybody gets a £20,000 ISA allowance. So whatever you're doing, make sure you use your ISA allowance. Same with pensions as well, which of course is long-term saving, but there's tax breaks with pensions. So again, if you're saving for your long-term future, make sure that you're putting it in a pension.
Now, we do have several, shall we say, more mature listeners to this program, Jonathan. So a question which may be of interest for them. What can older workers, if I put it like that, do if they're thinking about retiring soon, but not sure if they can really afford to?
Yeah, so the key thing is to get together all of your savings and pensions and understand what they're worth. A lot of people may have had a number of different jobs with different employers. Then make sure you dig out all of those old pensions. Make sure you've got up-to-date statements. But it's not just pensions, it's other savings as well. So if you have got ISAs or any other types of savings, get up to statements for those as well. So you can work out exactly how big or otherwise your pot of money is. The other thing as well, which is really important, is to look at the to see what you're going to get from the state. So get a state pension forecast, which you can get online from the government site. And that's really important, not only so you know what you're going to get when you retire or you're likely to get when you retire, but if you're thinking of retiring before you can actually access your state pension, it will also allow you to work out actually how much income you need to raise from your pensions and your savings before the state pension kicks in.
That's really helpful advice. Jonathan, thank you. Finally, where can our listeners get more information? We've talked quite a lot about this. Where's a useful reference point where they can just sit down with a cup of tea or whatever and have a good read through what you've been talking about this morning?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of help online that they can go and have a look at. So moneyhelper.org, which is a government-funded site, and that gives a lot of financial help. On both pensions and general savings. They can also, if they're worried about debt, the debt charity called Step Change, stepchange.org, is worth having a look at as well, because they can help you when you've got serious debt problems. But also, for people that are in work, have a chat with your employer, because often employers will help support on this type of stuff. So it's always worth having a chat with them first, because you may find that you can get free services provided by the employer.
Lovely. Jonathan, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today to chat with me about this. Personal finance is always a hot topic of interest on this programme, and perhaps never more so than at these difficult and challenging times. But for the moment, Jonathan Watsley, Director of Wealth at Work, thanks for joining me on the programme.
Right. Thanks, Ian.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.